Blackstone presents Blind to Midnight, a Nick Ryan novel by Reed Farrell Coleman. This book is read by Peter Giles. For Darby Roslyn Martin. We do not create our destiny. We participate in its unfolding. David Richo. Prologue. September 11th, 2001, 11:43 p.m. He is the last man alive. Or at least, things would be less complicated if he were. He is standing on the platform at the Smith and Ninth Street subway station. The tallest station in Brooklyn looms over the Gowanus Canal. The canal, so polluted with toxins and heavy metals that you don't have to be Jesus to walk on its waters. A writer once joked it was the only body of water that was 90% guns. Nobody is joking tonight. Nobody. Not about anything. The lone man is waiting for the G train. He smells the acrid wind-blown smoke continuing to rise from where the World Trade Center stood. His blue Mets cap is squashed low on his forehead, his eyes fixed on the pebbled concrete under his running shoes. He hopes that by not looking up, he might be invisible. It makes no rational sense. Today the world stopped making sense. Still, he can't help but peek at the place where the towers once stood. He quickly looks away. The pile smolders. Ash, shreds of paper, and carcinogenic dust still rise into the air, carried by the prevailing winds. A downy coating of gray snowflakes falls around him. The city is eerily silent. The sirens that all day filled the air have gone quiet. He has never experienced the city so hushed. Even the tracks are mute. He wonders if any train will come. The only things he hears are in his head, his scrambled thoughts, and the blood rushing in his ears. He feels he is no longer alone. He forces himself to glance across the tracks to the Coney Island-bound platform. No one. He looks right. No one. Left. There, by the maw of the staircase where thousands spill out onto the platform each morning and get swallowed up each night, a light flickers.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?